The meeting for the KPFT local station board for December 11th, 2024 is now convened.
It's January 8th, Rob.
I think we're the January 8th meeting.
I apologize. I'm reading that, and I'm just making sure that everybody is paying attention. You all passed your test.
And I have 7:05.
And so 7:05 shows in the minutes. It will show in the record, right? And Rob, you're the secretary. Will you go ahead and take the roll?
Okay, here we go. Melissa Bowie. I'll come back. Lillian has requested an excused absence. Lillian Kerr. Adriana, are you present?
Present.
Thank you. Raja Chopra has requested an excused absence. Glenn?
Present.
Thank
Glenn
you.
Glenn Etienne. Say the whole name, please.
Etienne, thank you. Lyndon Foley?
I'm here.
Thank you. Jerry Fowler? We can come
present.
Back.
Present.
Present, thank you. Rhonda Garner? We can come back. Robert Gardner. Robert, we can come back. We'll circle back. Rob Lee, present. Mike Lewis. I've heard that he's had an operation, and I think we should grant him an excused absence, a rather significant operation. Anita Long. We can come
Anita's
back.
Anita's here.
Anita's here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Cheryl Lynn. Okay. Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Thank you. Sean McPherson. We'll come back. Tori Mercer.
Here.
Thank you, sir. Stuart Nance.
Here.
Thank you. Rick Norris.
I am here.
Thank you. Jane Scheidler. We'll come back. Debbie Smith.
Present.
Thank you. Ron Stubers.
I am present.
Thank you. Michael Woodson.
Present.
Thank you. Colby Wright.
Present.
Thank you, sir. And Susan Young.
Present.
Thank you. Should we circle back on the ones that we missed or do it later? Here's who we've missed, if anybody's here. Melissa Bowie. Did I hear anything? Okay. Rhonda Garner. Robert Gartner.
It's fine.
Cheryl Lynn.
I plugged in.
And I see Jane Scheidler, if she could say something.
I'm trying. I can't say anything.
It's okay.
You're not. You're good. Jane,
okay.
You're good.
Thank you.
I hope you have good technical support over there.
You'd think, wouldn't you? And I can preach anything.
You must not be paying enough. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Otis.
He's in transition from Barbie land.
Mr. Secretary?
Yes,
I believe that we need to authorize or approve requested excused absences. And as I understand, I think there are three. So I'm going to make a motion to excuse the absences of Lillian Kerr, Raja Chopra, and Mike Lewis.
And Mike Lewis.
I'll second that motion.
Are there any objections? Okay, going ahead.
All right. What do we do from here? Are we going to start the meeting, or what are we going to do? Am I starting the meeting?
Yes, you're still chairing the meeting. The next thing is, I think the announcement of election of officers, and that way the officers will be seated.
Okay.
There's a motion to that effect, and Mr. Secretary, may I offer the motion? It's included in the agenda in the appendix. I'd be happy to read it for the benefit of those who are listening in. Is that okay with you?
Please.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
You're muted, but I'll go ahead.
I'm muted.
Okay. Whereas at the December.
Can you hear me? Yes, please.
Yes, now can. Great. Whereas that is December, I'm making this motion. Whereas that is December 11th, 2024 teleconference meeting, the KPFT local station board authorized elections via email for 2025 term LSB officers. Whereas 24 persons were recognized by the recording secretary as KPFT LSB members withstanding to vote. These 24 were sent electronic ballots and voting instructions by the chair of tellers on the morning of December 18, 2024, of whom 16 voters returned their ballots before the close of polls, 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday, December 25, thereby meeting quorum. Whereas Rob Lee informed the LSB in writing January 3, 2025, that he withdrew his candidacy for secretary in favor of Teresa Allen, whose write-in candidacy was a tie. Therefore, the elections of the following persons are ratified. This is what the motion is, to serve as KPFT officers in 2025. Ron Stubers, KPFT LSB chair. Cheryl Lynn, KPFT LSB vice chair. Lyndon Foley, KPFT LSB treasurer. And Teresa Allen, KPFT LSB secretary. So I think maybe a second is needed.
Second.
Has somebody second?
Yes. Second.
Okay. So then, Rob is.
Rob is conducting
the meeting, and he'll recognize you.
Yeah, Adriana, I see your hand. Please go on.
Yes. I have a problem with that because I explained before, the intention, I mean, Teresa Allen was elected using the Article 7 Local Station Board Section 5 election of officer. But to select Teresa Allen as secretary, now is violating the same article because at this moment, Teresa Allen is a director from KPFT. And will be a director until January 30, 2025, when the new director will be seated. Teresa Allen cannot be both an officer of the LSB and a director representing the station. That is my problem. Teresa, are you resigning as director? How that work? Because it's very clear that the Article 5 doesn't allow, said very, very clear, said local station board offices might not serve concurrently as foundation directors.
May I say something?
Yes, sure.
It's the chair who said it recognizes her, not you, Adriana.
Yes, you may.
Okay. To my knowledge, the way the bylaws should be interpreted is that I'm not a voting officer. And I know it says officers, but I think that in the past we have had, like with Richard Uzzell, he was not a member of the LSB and he was served as secretary. And that doesn't, if I'm not voting, I don't see how, as an officer that is exerting undue influence.
So, Mr. Secretary Chair.
And Adriana, I will give you a chance to respond. I did hear that Richard Uzzell for multiple years did serve in both capacities. Did you object to that previously? I don't recall any objection.
He never served in both capacities. A director and secretary of the LSB? No, sir. Never. He's not allowed to.
Mr. Secretary, yeah.
You've got go ahead, Susan.
Ron before me, maybe?
No.
I'm sorry, I did not see Ron, but go ahead, Ron.
So that section of the bylaws that say that you can't be an officer and a director at the same time, or you can't, you have to be a delegate, right? But you can't be an officer at the same time.
Exactly. That's why I don't know if anybody received it, but I know that I'm not that clear when I'm talking. That's why I send an email to all of you exactly with the article, and there is the explanation why. I mean, we understand that the spirit, I mean, the idea is, you know, having 12 months out, but that is not, you violate there the spirit of the bylaw, but not the bylaw. The bylaw is violating when you clearly cannot serve as both, as an officer of the LSB and a delegate at the director in the PMB.
Let's let Susan respond, and then I'll have a comment after Susan.
Sure. Yeah. There are a lot of ways in which the bylaws have conflicts and inconsistencies that are really unintentional and not of vital importance. This is one of them. However, I think a way to deal with this is that Rob continues as secretary through January. Teresa backs him up as secretary, and she takes office at the February meeting. And when we ratify, we're ratifying for her to take that office in the February meeting. That way she can serve as the director through the remaining meetings in January, and we don't have to run afoul of this minor technicality. So if Rob were willing to continue as the official secretary until the February meeting, and if we could ratify the election of officers for Teresa to assume office in February, I'm happy to make an amendment to that effect.
Let me jump in. Is there anything else? And I will say that seems to be a adequate way to deal with this. And Adriana, what I will say is, let's offline, if you have an issue with this, let's follow up on it. But I'd hate to hold up 22 people for this issue that is debatable. But I am more than happy to visit with you post meeting, and I do believe that the proposal from Susan seems to satisfy it. But we do look forward to your input, Adriana. And yes, I do recognize you now, Adriana.
Yeah, I believe that if we modify that motion, the one that just Susan Young just read and said that Teresa Allen will be secretary after she stopped being a director, I don't have any problem with that. Obviously, like as I explained before, I think that it's a violation of the spirit of the bylaw, but it's not a violation of bylaw. And you have enough votes to confirm her.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for your opinion on that. We appreciate that. Any other comment? And then we'll move on.
This is McPherson. I'm on the call. I can't get Wi-Fi, but I'm on the call.
Okay. Welcome, Mac.
Mr. Secretary, let me also notice that Rhonda's here.
Okay. Thank you very much. Rhonda, I am noting you as present. Mac, I am noting you as present. And Mac, would you like to take over from here?
Not a lot, but I can for a minute.
Well, yeah. We've just done elections.
Actually, we haven't completed elections.
Okay, there we go, Susan. Right.
I move to amend Susan's motion as she asserted.
Effective February after
us. Yes.
Yeah. Fabulous. So I guess a question. Thank you. So I'm wondering if there are any objections. Thank you very much, Jerry, to the motion is amended.
I want to be noticed as abstaining. Thank you.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you. And so then that means that the officers have been ratified. And that means that Ron can assume chairing the meeting.
And Ron? Yeah.
Mac, you good with that?
It makes no difference, but yes, absolutely.
But before I give up the chairmanship here, I just want to comment that Susan, it's very difficult to argue with someone with a cute cat on their desk.
That's why I keep her here.
Ron, I now defer.
Okay. On the next item on the agenda, although we're running short of time, is a short statement, and I just wanted to give a little bit. So thank you for electing me and giving me the opportunity to serve as a chair. We really need to make this work. We need help from everybody, officers, delegates, everybody. We need engagement. I would invite and encourage all board members to engage in activities that are of interest to you and contribute to the success of the station. I'm grateful that you've agreed to be part of the board. So please think about how you can best help. We need your energy, your time, and your ideas. You can feel free to reach out to me anytime you want with suggestions or questions that you might have. Regarding the meetings, we have an agenda, and you'll note that on the agenda are time limits. We'll strive to get the agenda out a little earlier next time. Ask you to stick to the agenda and raise issues, but please raise them at the appropriate time. The agenda is intended to help us get through all of our work in a reasonable time. Let me ask everyone to limit comments to about a minute when we're talking, and to let others speak before speaking again. I think we're doing that pretty well. Please remember that modifications to the agenda require a 2/3 majority vote, not applying to the appendices because they require their own vote. What is the role of delegates? Well, the primary role of the delegates is, in my mind, electing representatives to the national board, which we're going to do here. We're going to initiate in a few minutes. We will adjourn to a delegates assembly to announce director nominations, and we'll hear from the nominees, and then we'll authorize that vote, which we will get later. Other roles as delegates, developing a budget to forward to the national board, doing a performance evaluation for the general manager, developing a pool of candidates for permanent position for the general manager, and probably most important, supporting outreach and development, raising money for the station. I'll be naming some people in a little bit to convene committees. We have 4 standing committees and a new task force. Those folks will initiate those groups, and then others are invited to join in them. Confidentiality is a note that in order to vote on some of the fiduciary meetings what's happened at the national level, you now need to be an LSB member, but you also need to have a non-disclosure agreement in place, and we will seek to get those out to you shortly. That's what I have. The next item is actually approval of this agenda. Can I get a motion to approve this agenda as it was transmitted?
Mr. Chair.
I'll move.
Yes. Yes, Susan.
The agenda needs to be read out loud into the record. I move approval, but it needs to be read by the chair.
Okay.
Did you read it all already, or did I just miss that?
I don't believe it was read.
Okay.
So
read it. You don't have to read the stuff in the appendices.
Right.
Because they will be read sure. At the time that we're acting on those.
Sure. The first item is called order, proposed to be at 7, actually at 7:05. Second item is roll call, looking for a quorum. We did reach quorum. That would be allotted 5 minutes. The third item is to announce officer election results and move to ratify those. That would be 10 minutes. Statement by the chair would be 5 minutes. Number five is agenda approval. That's 5 minutes. Minutes approval is item 6, 5 minutes. Item 7 is staff recognition, allocated 5 minutes. The interim general manager's report has been transmitted by email, so that item is allocated 1 minute. So item 8. Item 9, is announcement of conveners and membership guidelines for KPFT standing committees. That's allocated 10 minutes. Number 10 is the Pacifica National Board Representatives report and Q&A. Item at 8 o'clock, we have a break for public comment. Then we'll adjourn to an assembly of delegates, which would be called to order. And item 1 of the assembly of delegates is proposed for 8:30. Item 2 is then a roll call, and that's allocated 5 minutes. Item 3 is director's election announcement statements. We'll have announcement of nominees, we'll have candidate statements, we'll have a motion to set procedures to elect the directors, and then we'll adjourn the assembly of delegates as item 4 in that meeting. We'll then reconvene the LSB meeting with item 11, which is unfinished business, at 10 minutes. Item 12 is new business, allocated 10 minutes. And then we'll confirm the next LSB meeting in February. Well, we'll see. February 12th is where it's slated. That's item 13, allocated 1 minute. Item 14 is to adjourn, hopefully prior to 10 o'clock.
So moved.
Is there any objection?
No.
Hearing no objection, approve the agenda. The minutes of the December meeting went out via email. We get approval of the minutes for that meeting.
So moved.
All right.
Did Glenn have his, oh no, Glenn's on his.
Can phone. Can I get a second on that?
Second.
Thank you.
I saw Glenn moving his fingers. I thought he was waving his hand.
you could like wave your hands like that or something if you're trying to get my attention. Otherwise I'm moving along. Other than that, let's see. Then we have, unless, there are objections, we'll, have approval of the minutes from the December meeting. Item 7 on this list is staff recognition. Do we have anybody who would like to give some staff recognition? Susan?
Yeah. Lyndon first, maybe.
Lyndon, you were?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to recognize Marlo Blue for the outstanding job she's doing as being the glue of the station down there. I was just down there, I guess, Sunday and Tuesday, and maybe it was Friday before that. And, you know, she's been down there the whole time, you know, just doing a lot of work, keeping things going. And, you know, it seems like everybody responds well to her. So it's a great deal. That's all.
Do the same step on calling. Good. Thank you.
Yeah. Susan, I mean, for one thing, when I hear wonderful music, I call in right away and say, thank you for playing this. There was one which is, I think it's Iron and Wine. Never heard them before. They were absolutely fabulous. So I called Doug and told him how grateful I was for that. As ever, Robin is wonderful. And we set up a little end of year match. And she has, I'll be getting everybody the list of who all has donated. And I think that we have at least $1,500 in donations from local station board members. Thank you all very much. And a couple of us are providing match to that. Both Marianne and I have agreed to, and Teresa have agreed to put in match basically leverage the money that has been donated by the local station board. So thank you very much.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else for staff recognition? So thank you very much.
Is it just staff or could it be some of the volunteers? Okay. Well, for Lyndon and I think it was Mike. I can't remember who was down there. They just did the floor in the bathroom. It looks wonderful. He just shot me a picture. And also we went down there and Rourke and I think his girlfriend came in behind me and followed up and we've cleaned the station from top, from ceiling fans to floor. We've done, shampooed the carpets. We've dusted. We've done it all to the station. So the station's clean for right now.
Great.
And of course, Sandy, because he does a ton.
And kudos to Sandy for the interim general manager's report, which is my transition to the next agenda item, which would be item 8.
Could I interject?
Yes,
one
please.
Thing?
Sure.
Since we're recognizing volunteers, I'd like to recognize Debbie Smith and Teresa Allen for years of hard work. So I won't go into it, but just thank you all both for all you do. There we go. Sorry about that, Ron. Go ahead.
Thanks. You're good. So you should have received the interim general manager's report via email. If you did not receive it, let me know or let Rob know and we'll make sure and get it to you. Can we get a motion to receive that into our record?
Not needed.
No? You don't want to do it? No?
Not needed.
Since it's not given. Okay. In that case, then we move to our KPFT, item 9, KPFT LSB committees. We have 4 standing committees. And the chair is going to, assign conveners to those for the 2025 start. I'll note that there are membership guidelines for those committees. So the 4 committees are, finance, governance, management, selection and review, and development and outreach. First 3 of those are considered fiduciary committees. Development and outreach is not. If you attend the first meeting of the committee, then you are on the committee. There are other ways to get on the committee if you don't attend that, which are a little more onerous. I think, somebody can correct me, but I think you have to attend 3 meetings after that. But then you can be on the committee, but in order to vote on the first 3 of those committees, then you need to be, an LSB member. You also, we need folks to get, their NDA agreements in. We would appreciate that. So for the finance committee, I would like to designate Lyndon Foley, who's the treasurer, as the convener for that committee. For governance, Marianne Martinez, who was the prior year's secretary. The management selection and review committee, Susan will convene that. And for development and outreach, I've got Teresa. Do we have to, wait till February to do that? We could schedule that first meeting. So are there any questions about, in addition, since we have some methods of reaching of development that we'd like to try, at least that Rob Lee would like to try. We're convening a major donors task force that would be headed by Rob Lee, and we'll give you more information about how that goes together as he considers it and moves forward with it. For folks that are convening, can you send information about the first meeting to this board, and then you of course put it on KPFTX, but if you send it to this board, then people who want to be on those committees can attend. Are there any questions about this start? All right.
Susan,
yes.
Sorry for not having my little yellow hand up. So I just wanted to comment about management selection and review, about what the committee does. The committee does an annual evaluation of the general manager or the interim general manager. We just completed one in November. We will do one later this year for the general manager. We also will be initiating a selection process for a permanent general manager. The bylaws require that the local station board develops a pool of potential candidates and the executive director chooses from among them. So this is not a process that can be short-circuited, and there are actions being taken by the national board to specify those procedures, and we will be moving forward with them this year. I will convene as soon as possible, and the committee will elect officers to help it conduct its work. Thanks.
Do you want to hear about the other committees quickly? So we've got, I wouldn't mind hearing a little bit about, Marianne, do you want to talk about governance and what you're trying to do there? We'll circle back.
Sorry, I had to unmute.
Okay.
Please. Well, on the governance committee, I have been doing the secretarial duties on that this last year. Now, and I'm going to be the convener. And let me think. You know, the governance committee basically now, and I do have to go back and reread the exact, because I don't want to go off on tangent about. It's real easy to get into different aspects of different things that don't really focus in on what the real purpose of the governance committee is. So without having some time to look at the exact wording of the governance committee, I don't want to get too deep into the woods here, but it basically, you know, different things come up in these governance committees, but it has to do with, you know, the different, things concerning, Can you help me with this, Susan?
Sure. The governance committee has, the governance committee in the past developed policies and procedures for the local station board. Generally, it looks at, how the local station board is operating. Sometimes there are discussions about, bylaws, but bylaws amendments procedures are basically initiated at the national level and are very hard to accomplish. So I don't know that that's the place where the governance committee may want to spend its time, but what you bring up the point that it's important to convene the governance committee and for the committee to discuss what it thinks are critical issues to address at this time. It's not as automatic as it is for finance or development or for management function review. That help?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to be looking at, you know, the exact wording and make sure that we get started on the right foot.
Right. Teresa?
Yes, I'd like to give a report for the Development and Outreach Committee. Been called to my attention. We just had a meeting last night, but our first official meeting will be February the 4th, which I believe is the first Tuesday in February. So if you intend to be on this committee, you should either attend that meeting or request an excuse absence. And the best way to do that is to either text me whether if you would like to be on that committee and tell me whether you will be attending that meeting. If you cannot attend that meeting, you can still be a member of the committee if you let us know of your interest, okay? You know, this is not a committee that gets really big into votes because basically almost everything that we do needs to be approved by management. Like if we have a project that involves money, we need to have approval of management for it. Or if we're representing the station at any sort of event, then basically we want the approval of management. So it's not as if we're doing governance in that way. So, but it's important to know who's on the committee so we can notify you of meetings and that we kind of get a feel for the level of involvement that people are interested in. But it's just very different than MSRC, governance, or finance. Also wanted to tell you that Robin is putting out a request to the staff to see if any of them would like to participate in the Martin Luther King Parade. There are four people at this point that are interested in participating in that parade. We would love to have you participate in that parade. We can have a vehicle. So if you have a nice looking vehicle that you would mind putting, we can have one of those, laminate, but it sticks to the door of the car that says KPFT. We could decorate the car without damaging any paint. So we could have a vehicle in this parade. We need at least four people in this parade. Two to pass out literature, one on each side, and two to carry the sign. So, we always welcome participation. It is a lot of fun. So if you don't mind walking down the street and having everybody cheer you on, then this is the event for you. So please contact me or contact Debbie Smith. Okay.
Great. And,
I wanted to tell you the information of what, something that Robin told us, as of fiscal year, at the end of October, we've brought in $167,537. I think about $30,000 of that was because we asked people on air that had some IRAs that they would like to give us by the end of the year. Thank you very much, Robin, for that idea. That's a nice little chunk of money just because we asked. I thought that was maybe a really good idea for raising money, and we thank you for that.
Good. Thanks, Teresa. Appreciate it. Tori, you had your hand up. I think you're still
muted.
Can't
hear you.
Hello. Okay, so about Teresa's idea of a parade car, I've spoken to folks around the station, and nobody wants to own that car, you know, as the station, you know, because it involves insurance and upkeep. But if there's somebody out there in KPFT land that wants to have their car decorated, and, you know, they keep it maintained and gassed and insured, and it's their car. But if they want it decorated for a KPFT parade car, I have a friend with a sign shop, and he can make these giant stickers that, you know, can wrap around entire giant trucks, you know, and you can create any artwork you want, and we can turn it into a giant sticker or 100 giant stickers, whatever you want, for all different parts of the car, and completely decorate the car in the most wildest fashion. And then they just peel off. You don't have to repaint your car if you don't want it, if you don't want to. So if anybody out there has a car that they want to, you know, represent KPFT all over the place, every parking lot you go to, let me know.
Great. Thanks, Tori. Adriana, you had something?
Yes, sir. I have is something wrong here in the agenda, because the agenda said adjourn to assembly delegate election start time certain 7:30 p.m. No later than 7:30 p.m. Obviously, we need to change that because we are almost at 7:46.
That would be correct. So can I get
move it to start
motion to amend the agenda?
Yeah, can we have a
after public comment?
I would move
motion to amend the agenda, and I offered that correction. It didn't get made. The delegate assembly starts at 8:30. Thank you, Adriana.
So are you moving that?
I made that motion. Is there any objection?
Second. Okay. It's been seconded. If there are no objections, we will change that. Thanks, Adriana. Okay. We're running right up onto the time. So I guess if there are no objections, I would move on to the next agenda item, which is the National Board Representatives Report. And that would be from Susan, I believe, who just left. You're back.
Okay. First of all, let me just apologize. I tried to send a written report in advance, but there have been a lot of things happening and I didn't get to it. There are four people currently serving on the national board. One of them is myself. One of them is Marianne. Two have termed off of the board, and that is Egberto and Teresa. And Teresa in February will continue to assist us as secretary, which is great. The national board met, in, December, I think it was 16th, and then is meeting, tomorrow, which is January 9th, and it has a meeting on the 13th. The executive director, every meeting, gives us an excellent written report. I will forward it to everybody. I draw your attention to what I think is actually the most important thing, which is the final page is a statement that she and the general managers and the management for Pacifica drafted as essentially a response to Project 2025. We may read it at a future meeting. I'm sorry I don't have it in your hands now. Tomorrow the board will meet. It has some final up things to do. It has a couple of motions to address that are out of the finance committee. It has a motion to address out of the personnel committee that frankly is very important, has been forwarded to you all, and it is the search process for GM and for program directors, so that there's a standard process across the system rather than a variety of methods being used at different stations.
We also have also requested the fire in California. And by the way, we have a home at risk there and friends who have had to evacuate. The fire in California brings up the fact that community radio should be an essential resource for emergency preparedness and emergency response and emergency information. At this time, we are not set up to be that resource. So I have asked the executive director and I've asked the GM from New York, who has a lot of experience in doing this, to give a presentation to us tomorrow about this issue and how we might be better able to organize ourselves for that capacity. I encourage people to listen in. The meeting starts at our time, 7:30 Central Standard Time. It is by Zoom. You cannot participate in it unless you are a member of the board of directors. However, you can listen to the stream. As you will see, we are convening a meeting of delegates at 8:30 in order to elect 4 delegates to serve this coming year. We have 1 candidate running for staff, for the 1 staff position. Michael Woodson, thank you very much for your willingness to serve. And we have 4 candidates running for the 3 listener member positions. And you will have the chance to hear from us all later. This is one of the most important things that the local station boards do. So I encourage you to assess all of our capabilities carefully and ask questions in the delegates review.
Thank you, Susan. Adriana?
I don't know if... Can Rob Lee let us know who the nominated are, or right. We will wait for because that?
Because I think we actually have 4 people running.
I think that is not Rob Lee, but we can do that
yes,
later.
Yes, we have you down as a candidate for the PNB.
That's not my question, sir.
Okay.
My question is, how many people you have that were nominated as candidate?
How 5. Many?
What?
5.
Including
Michael, you
for the staff.
Right.
Well, I think so that
four listener representatives, you, Adriana, Mac, Susan, and Marianne.
Point of order. Should this be deferred?
Orders of the day. Yeah. Orders of the day.
Should this not be deferred to the actual
that is
presentation?
Correct.
Orders of the day.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good. So Susan, are you? You're good.
My report is complete. Let me just know. Okay. I believe that is Melissa who has arrived? And then 1438 is that Robert Gartner? No. Okay.
Does Melissa need to say present?
1438 is Nancy.
Present. Melissa
Thank
here.
Thank you, Melissa. And did we miss anyone from earlier that was not called, which would have been Robert Gartner and Cheryl Lynn? Speak now or forever hold your peace. No, just
Rhonda
kidding.
Garner.
Let us know. Thank you.
Rhonda Garner.
Oh, Rhonda. Good. Thank you.
Good. I have 7:54. We have an 8:00 time for public comment. I'm willing to start people on public comment if they would like. I believe that we have a couple of people who would like to speak. There's someone on the call that's with the name of Celeste. Is that person looking to speak during the public comment time? Let me give the rules of the road for the public comment. So the bylaws allocate 30-minute interval during this meeting for public comment. This gives an opportunity for the public to address the board. The rules are pretty straightforward. No name calling, no slander, no personnel issues, please. If not, we'll give a warning first and then escalate as required. Hopefully not having to do that. So far, it's been pretty good. Board members are not allowed to comment, speak, or respond, which I know is tough sometimes, but time for each speaker is 5 minutes, and then if all speakers have had the opportunity to speak, then we come back around and people who have spoken before can be allocated another 5 minutes within the 30-minute limit. And then my question would be, are there members of the public who would like to speak?
And move on.
So Mac is a point of order on this. Yes, 1438. Why don't you go ahead? Nancy, I think that's my recollection.
Oh,
that's your number.
Are you calling me?
Yes. Yes.
I wish that the meeting would, you know, when you announce it, the 8 o'clock to 8:30 time certain for public comment, that tries to keep that time so that other people that call, if they come in like 4 minutes early before the 8:30, I mean, it should be kept, the time should be kept the same, unless you're going to entertain people who come in late and let them speak.
I agree. We should wait 2 more minutes or 3 more minutes before we start. We can just have a moment of silence. Because we don't want any more, you know, we don't want to start any early.
Because, yeah, unfortunately,
I make a motion that we have a retreat at Mac's place out in West Texas.
Hell no, I'm here and I'm here because y'all are there.
The hell was okay. 2 minutes, Teresa, you have your hand up.
Has public comment started here?
Nope, two minutes. Okay. Lyndon, do you have something prior
Tori,
to that?
I think Tori had his hand up.
No, that was a thumbs up to Mac.
That was a thumbs up.
Okay. Well, you know,
retreat.
Well, yeah, I feel validated. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't want to upset the apple cart. She's right. We should start at 8 o'clock. We don't, you know, 8 to 8:30. That's sacrosanct, and we just don't want to, you know, go over that boundary there. And I think we have 2 more minutes, and she'll have plenty of time. I mean, she'll get four or five different opportunities to speak in a half an hour because there's only what, 2 or 3 people on for a public comment.
Well, I think that the point is that the public knows that there is a time certain. So if you start early, then somebody might get left out. So that's why there is a time certain.
That is agreed. Stuart, you had your hand up. No, you're good. Susan, you had your hand up.
Yeah, I wanted to take an additional minute to thank everybody who has served as officers in the last year and those who are agreeing to serve in the future. There's a lot of work that goes into it. I think we all need to be grateful for the fact that people are suiting up, showing up, and doing the work. Thanks. And I think that takes up almost a minute.
Yeah, normally we would request when going through the agenda flexibility to move items up if we get done early. But this time it's convening a whole separate meeting, so we're not going to do that. And that makes 8 o'clock, so we're starting the public comment section. Nancy, would you like to go ahead?
Okay. January 25th, Saturday, the PacificaFightback.org is going to have a town hall meeting, and it is to invite everyone who's interested in community radio. We're inviting the affiliate stations. We're inviting all five stations, and it's to face the menace that is approaching us with this House of Representatives 95-94, which passed, which is to give the Secretary of Treasury the sole arbitrary right to take away tax exemption status of any nonprofit that the Secretary perceives is expressing support for terrorism. So that includes us. That includes Pacifica. Being sympathetic to the Palestinians, or being critical of Israel, killing a lot of people, and aiming to kill some Hamas. This kind of expressions, I mean, it's going on in all five stations and probably the affiliates, which is like 220 tiny stations. A lot of them are college station radios, stations. And we have some in the Caribbean, three in Alaska, some in Europe, not too many. But this is, if we lose tax exemption status, this is a big deal. So anyway, I will send you, or we will send you, we're sending everybody an invitation to register, and, or you can go to PacificaFightback.org and you can scroll to it and register yourself. This will be on the Saturday afternoon in January 25th. Okay, that's one thing. And it will be good to have all the people from different affiliate stations. We were urged by a station in Kansas to please do this. so we met a lot of people there, and it was interesting just to meet the people from that one station. Next thing I'd like to talk about is some good news. The HD2 programming last Sunday, the shortwave radio, which was playing the same episode for a very long time, I finally had a new episode, so I was singing Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, instead of saying the Queen Elizabeth died last Thursday. That episode now is replaced with Biden does not want Japan's Nippon Steel Company to take over the U.S. Steel. All right, next is so that's good, but I still believe that we need to have a programming committee so we can divide the labor and try to help our station's programming, encourage listenership, outreach, nurturing youth, and youth to come in and do carts instead of same old voices that are appreciated. But, I mean, we need to have a lot of different voices, include the youth that are interested in video, because that's what they want. They want to do video, and we need to enlarge. All Pacifica needs to enlarge and go multimedia instead of just audio. So the next thing I like to talk about is last month's meeting was a motion that Adriana Casanave presented. She asked that the board, the local station board, recommend to or tell their own national directors not to vote for this motion that the PND has decided to do or is doing or is about to change the way in which the local station board members can pick a pool of candidates for the GM position. This has always been done, and it's written clearly. That is the LSB right. That's Article 7, A through M. It's one of those first few. maybe number three or number, A, B, C, maybe C or D, something like that, for program director or for general manager. So the station board members make a pool of candidates. They read the resumes. Now, what is the change which is going to violate this bylaw?
Nancy?
Is that you won't be able to know who you
are. Nancy? So.
Yes. All the time?
Yeah, okay. That's about 5 minutes. So let's let some other folks talk. And if we have time, we'll come back around. Appreciate that. I think the next person that we had was Teresa.
Thank you for your patience. I wanted
Teresa
to say,
is a director. She's not probably.
She well, is not.
How many hats? I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, my question is, I can't vote on the KPFT and I didn't give any announcement as a director in this meeting. So are you going to give me time to say something as a director then or not?
Sure. You are a director.
You're not. No, she's not a director.
Well, I'm still a director.
She is a director. She should have spoken up during the director.
Oh, as a director for the national.
Okay. She's still a director, but she's not a member of the public.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I was thinking delegate, but yeah.
So maybe I can speak later as a director. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. We have Celeste and Kurt. Are you looking to talk during the public comment section? Kurt, you're now muted. Sorry, Kurt, you're muted. There you go.
I just wanted to check in and comment on the HD2 channel. I'm really getting a lot of value out of that. I bought an HD2 radio, and I'm glad that y'all are broadcasting some good stuff on there. I'm particularly fond of Tom Hartman's show. And now on the HD3 with country music all the time, sometimes I'm listening to that, and I'm amazed at how much I didn't know that I liked a lot of country music. So it's been kind of educational to me also. So I just wanted to basically say, keep up the good work. I've watched the station just get better and better. And, that's all I got for now.
Great. Thank you very much for the feedback. Appreciate that. And if you think of something else, we can add some more time to you later on. We'll reserve your time. Let's see. So we go back to Nancy. Do you have more?
Yes, I have more. Was there a person that you said Celeste? I mean, that person.
There is a, yeah. If you hang on, there is a, someone on the meeting called Celeste. Does that person want to? Yeah. If it is, you know, chime in and we'll go from there. Otherwise, Nancy, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. This new movement, of the PMB, to allow the, ED to add candidates to the pool. This is a violation of the bylaws. It's the right of the station board members to make that pool, to go through the resumes. This is the thing I find very troubling, that the ED eventually, she will pick from the pool. And it has always been, and it's written in the bylaws, she picks from a pool that's selected and made by the local station board. But in this new movement, which is a violation of the bylaws, she adds, the ED can add candidates. And then she picks from the pool, which has the local station board's choices and her own choices. This is wrong. And it violates your rights as an LSB. And this should not be permitted. The other violation of this, and it's crazy, the LSBs are not allowed to read the name of the resumes. They can read the resume, but they can't read the who is this? Who is this person's resume? They're keeping it secret. This is crazy. And so you cannot even interview. The LSBs cannot interview these candidates like on a Zoom, like we've done in the past. I mean, it's so secretive and taking away your rights. And your rights are important because you represent the membership. And you should, and so if your rights are being fractionated or lessened, that means the membership's rights are also being abused. But please do not do this, and tell your directors not to pass this thing. And you can send a letter to the PMB@pacifica.org and tell them you're against this. Why violate the bylaws? I mean, it's preposterous that the national board would violate the bylaws, but that's what they've done. Okay. Next thing I want to talk about is the, that's just, I don't think it was understood well, but y'all voted, not to instruct your directors, at the last meeting. I don't think you understood it. And some of you are really new, and it took me a while to understand the bylaws. And, about the time of third year, it's time for people to run for reelection or get off the board. And it's about after 3 years, you've gotten a little bit of the hang of the bylaws. So it is a challenge. And I understand some of you are completely new, and you probably were wondering what were you voting on, to make that motion to direct your directors or not. I think two, abstained because they couldn't understand. And, Melissa and, Cheryl, I think they voted to abstain because they could not understand it. This violates your rights. And we have a right. We here at KPFT have a right to at least make the pool of what we believe are the best candidates for our station. You allow this to happen, this violation of the bylaws. And then you've given away your rights. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is, all right. There's another bylaw that is not being followed, and it's really to the detriment of our station connecting with our membership, and that's announcing this meeting tonight. It should have been announced at least in four times in prime time, starting at least 1 week in advance. And not only the LSB meeting, but also the public comment time should be announced. I listen to PFW, WBAI, they announce these things. I have not checked the other two stations, but they do announce the public comment from 8 to 8:30. And I remember one time, we lost air completely, and Otis McClay hooked up all our program, all our broadcasts with WPFW, and we were going to have a board meeting that night. And so we were on the air, on the radio was PFW programming.
Nancy,
and I called.
That's,
yes.
Sorry, minutes. That's okay. Yeah, that's 5 minutes. We have Samsung SMA125. Are you? Is this a board member calling in or a member of the public?
I believe that's Melissa.
Is that okay?
Mm. Huh? Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's,
yeah, I'm here.
you're there. Okay. Sorry. I didn't know the Samsung name. So the Celeste, is on, but doesn't have anything. Okay. Then Nancy, you have another.
Oh yeah, I'd like to continue. Yes. I like to continue. The announcement of meetings is supposed to be done. It's in the bylaws now. So we need to continue, not only to just because it's the bylaws, but it's good. It's good to get people to know that there was like yesterday's, outreach and, I mean, development and outreach committee, to be able to get new people in. And I've been coming to that committee since 2009, and we've only had around 5 or 6 members regularly meeting. And we need more than that. We need more people than that. So when you announce these meetings, plus the LSP meeting, then the membership and other people listening hear it. Oh, there's a meeting. And they may come in and join in public comment. It's important to connect. It's important to connect. And plus, we need some more new blood, new people to do those things. Like, for example, parades. We have 4 major parades here in Houston. And Houston is a big, growing city. We need a lot of people. We don't just need 4 people, 2 people holding a banner and 2 people spreading, distributing the flyers. We should have people working the crowds. And then taking even some comments and editing them for the air. We need to be more than just 4 people in a parade. And it's not just parade. It's all kind of things we're trying to think up to get community together. Not just, you know, show up and pay a whole bunch of money for a concert, because not everybody has that kind of money to do that. And we want to be inclusive of everybody, not just people who like a certain kind of music. Some people would like to get together just to meet other people and talk and discuss things. And we have a lot of things to discuss. I mean, a lot of things, serious things coming down the pike in Project 25 that has mention of defunding CPB, that's Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which we no longer qualify. We lost our qualification. Our share used to be $150,000, KPFT's share, per year, plus a $50,000 bonus for minority listenership, which is measured by machines that are in minorities' homes. And, we lost that in 2015. We were the only Pacifica station not to have enough ethnic minority listenership. I mean, that's shameful. And then now we have our only 3 Spanish language shows. They're not even on the FM. They're on the HD2. And there's no promotion card on the FM about those shows. There should be a card in Spanish telling our, you know, because we've kind of lost all our Spanish listeners when we moved those 3 shows to the HD2, and they've been there for about 3 years now. This is not good. Look, we lost the Latino vote or the Spanish language cultured vote in Texas big time went red, where it was mostly traditionally, you know, Democrat. It went red, particularly in Texas. In Los Angeles, they have weekday nights is all Spanish language shows on nighttime. And they also probably have some on the weekend. I'm not sure. I haven't checked. But every night, if you go to KPFK, they have Spanish language shows. Their Spanish cultured vote went a little bit to Trump, but not that much. Texas went big time. And you know, it's 43% Spanish language culture in Harris County, 33% white, 18% black, and single digits for all the others. And so we're growing. All those other older cities are dying. We are growing, but we are not nurturing our diverse listenership audience. We're not thinking about Olé, and we should be. We've got to get those listeners back. We need a programming committee. 3 people in the IGM's programming committee is Howard, the engineer, and Marlo, the program.
All right.
Oh, 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the 5 minutes. Do we have other folks who would like to speak? Oh, okay. And Celeste, we still don't know who Celeste is listening, I hope. All right, then we have 5 more minutes. Where are you, Nancy?
Okay, thank you. So if we have an announcement that this meeting and then there's public comment from 8 to 8:30, I think we'll have more people coming to the public comment instead of me. So y'all won't have to listen to me the whole time. So let's do that. And the IGM said to send a script to Howard, and then he would make a card. Why don't we have this a motion made, and that we make a card, and it'd be for every month the same card, and include the public comment time, the second Wednesday of the month. Well, if you're going to keep it on the second Wednesday of the month, so please do that. If all the other committees would please send their scripts too at the same time, then they can combine it and do one card with, you know, all the committees. There's another thing I want to talk about. It was a November 21st, the PMB meeting. They passed 3 violations of the bylaws, 3. And one of them was that the governance committee, the local station governance, finance, and personnel could not, was restricted only to LSB members and could not have members of the public, members of the station members. But this violates the bylaws. If you look in the bylaws, says advisory committees, these allow any station member is eligible for being in that, to be appointed to that committee. So, you know, this is another violation of the bylaws. They passed that. And this is very, it's like, we want your money, but we don't want you. We don't want to hear from you. That's terrible. And so the committee, finance committee, I've been attending at BAI, their whole committee is mostly non-board members. They have a lot of interest, those members of WBA, and they're not necessarily former board members. So they're surprised. And then PFW, I went to their, I listened to their finance committee, and they were told, well, you can come still and give suggestions, but you cannot vote. And so I told both committees, I said, you know, Henry David Thoreau said, if a law is wrong, if a rule is wrong, don't follow it, even you're arrested. Otherwise, there's no change. And so I told them, I would recommend you people just go with Thoreau and do what your heart says is correct. And not follow this rule that the PMB made on the 21st. Those members who voted for it, they're going to pay for that. That's on their record. That's in the minutes. It's Teresa and Susan. Egberto left early. He didn't vote. And Marianne. But Marianne, she abstained on the one, on the last, third motion, which was to...
So Nancy, I'm not calling out people in this meeting. Thank you.
Oh, but that's minutes.
You can see the directors. Yeah.
Yeah, the minutes has their voting record. Yeah, right. That last one was horrible. That last motion was that the PMB and the LSB can revoke a member's membership. How about that? Like a member of the station, their membership could be revoked by the PMB or the LSB. That's not in the bylaws. That's the opposite is what we want. We want people to join the station. This is like control out of control. fever, you know, this disease, you know, this love of control.
So that's 5 minutes.
Thank you.
I'm looking. Do we have any other folks who would like to speak? We've got about 5 minutes left. Celeste, last chance. I'm not sure.
Well, Nancy wants to sleep in if nobody else was.
Okay, I'm not seeing anybody else with their hand up, so why don't you go ahead, Nancy?
Yes, on the PSAs, we had a few years ago, we had a rule at the KPFT LSB, made a rule that LSB members, listener members would not make any PSAs. And because it gives them an advantage of their voice on the air, and then when it comes election time, well, they've been promoted because they've been in a regular cart. And what happened in the very last election, management
can you you hang on just a second? I've got Julie's iPhone. Hello? No, I guess not.
There, you know, if you say, put your, you know, *9, and it means you want to speak, if you're calling by phone, or if you're on the Zoom, you raise your hand. And then if you want to mute or unmute, it's *6. Some people don't know that rule, so maybe that person doesn't know to unmute themselves, or if they want to speak, *6. If they want to, or if they want to mute or unmute, it's *6. And if they want to raise their hand or lower their hand, it's *9. Does that help this Julie person? Hello?
I don't, that phone is not on the list anymore that I can see.
Okay. All right. And
we
there,
have about 2 minutes.
They're not supposed to ask the identification of public comment people. They're not, I mean, it says in the bylaws, they're not required to identify themselves. So it's best not to ask, what is your name? I don't think you did, but just in case, I want to say. Okay, about the PSAs by LSBs. Recently, there's a new one with a I appreciate Rob made a very nice card about Roth. Is it IRAs? Anyway, some way to help KPFT with the payments from your check that you put into some kind of account. It's nice. It's good, and it's already brought in 2 or 3, I think Robin said yesterday. However, it should be done by a non-LSB member. And in the last election, there was a cart, a KPFT cart, and it ends with, my name is Susan. And it's in her voice, and she was running as a candidate. You know what? It would have been best to have other people, interns or other volunteers, make KPFT promotional cards and not LSBs, because management forgot to take them out and it was an election year.
He said, same thing for two other. Woman is going on and on. And if somebody new called in.
Okay. Are you, you're new? Let's see. You've got about a minute or two left. Would you like to go ahead? Because I've got a call in from a 4407, a number that ends in 4407.
Hi, yes, it's 287. And I just wanted to call in and say I have been listening to KPFT for a very long time. Since I was in high school as a native Houstonian, I had friends who introduced me to KPFT at a very young age. And I've enjoyed it so much over the years. I recently attended your event at Cadillac Bar, and it was just such a fun event, very well planned, and the entertainment was great. I'm looking forward to also being at the volcano on Sunday.
Great. I should see you there then.
Yes, look forward to it.
Okay, I think that if you have something more to say, otherwise that takes us to the end of the public comment section. It says to adjourn to the Assembly of Delegates. I think, do we have to adjourn this meeting? Okay, so can I get a motion to adjourn?
Can we adjourn the local station board meeting in order to reconvene as a an Assembly of Delegates?
Second.
Sorry, may I ask a question first? I believe that Teresa said, can we give Teresa, I don't know if you want, she wants to
this
make
is
some statement.
Where we are in the agenda right now.
I know, but she was asking.
Is going to the delegates and we'll
I know,
see if we
Teresa,
can do
motion
that.
On the floor.
Teresa was asking for a, for talk like a director.
Right, but there is a motion on the floor.
Orders of the day.
So, if there's no objection to going to the delegates meeting, any objections? No objections being heard. We'll move to the delegates meeting. Called to order at 8:31. Can we get the roll call?
I'm ready.
I guess Rob. All right, great. Thank you, sir. Good.
Melissa Bowie.
Present.
Thank you. Lillian's excused. Adriana.
Present.
Thank you.
Present.
Rajat Chopra, I believe, is excused. Glenn Etienne.
Etienne, present.
Etienne, I apologize. Thank you, sir. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Jerry Fowler. I saw him. We'll come back to him. Rhonda Gardner.
Present. Sorry. Perfect.
Thank you. Rhonda Gardner.
Present.
Thank you. Robert Gardner. We'll come back. Rob Lee, present. Mike Lewis, excused. Anita Long. We'll come back. Cheryl Lynn. Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Thank you. Matt, John McPherson.
I am.
Tori Mercer.
Here.
Stuart Nance.
Here.
Rick Norris.
I'm here.
Thank you. Jane Scheidler.
Present.
Thank you. Debbie Smith. We'll come back. Ron Stubers.
I'm here.
Michael Woodson.
Here.
I think Debbie's.
I'm unmuted. I'm here.
Okay, Debbie, I'll get you.
Sorry, Michael.
Colby Wright.
Here.
Thank you, sir. And Susan Young.
Here.
Thank you. And did we get anyone else? Robert Gardner? All right. I think we're good. Thank you.
Okay. So the next item on the agenda then is director's election that has three items associated with it. The first would be announcing nominees received by December 31st, 2024, which was the deadline. Mr. Secretary, could you give the names of the people who are nominees?
Yes, we have Adriana Casanave. We have Susan Young. We have Mac McPherson. And we have Marianne Martinez, all for listeners. And then for a staff member, we have Michael Woodson.
Okay, great.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I think that the secretary is missing one nomination.
I don't understand.
Which part, sir?
What nomination?
I send you an email on December 31st at 2:05 p.m. saying that I nominate Lillian Kerr for a staff representative director for KPFD. I sent you that.
Okay. Well, then let's add it and I'll confirm it, and do that. So Lillian Kerr for staff. Is she a staff member?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's go with that and I will, I'll confirm that receipt. I apologize for not seeing it. I'll look for that and no word from Mises. Let's proceed.
All right. Why don't we go, Susan, you had, yes.
Yeah, just a quick question. I must confess, I did not see that nomination. I'm delighted if Lillian is willing to run. Did she accept the nomination in the past? She hasn't been willing to.
Yes, I talked to her. That's why, I was asking if she wants to be a member. And I copy her in that email. She's copying that email that I sent to the secretary. Yes.
It is confirmed receipt. Okay. Excuse me for interjecting. It is confirmed to receipt. I apologize. Please continue.
Yeah, we don't actually have says that she has accepted that
nomination.
Hand
up one more time. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I apologize, just informally, I sent a note to everybody I understood was running. I didn't realize that Lillian was. And I suggested to all of us who were running that we send a candidate statement. And I think maybe four of us did that. And I'm sorry that because I didn't know she was running, I didn't send that to her and she is not able to be at this meeting tonight. So I hope that people will reach out to her so that, they can hear what her, positions are, about running for the PNB. I'm sorry that I was not aware of and didn't make that outreach, which I tried to make to others. Thanks.
Okay. What we can do is go through, in alphabetical order, asking for candidate statements. If they would like to make a statement, we've got 20 minutes allocated. So we've got about 4 minutes or something per. Adriana, do you have a statement that you would like to make?
No, I want to first of all, to make some clarification. I reach to every member for a wireless fee that I see that they are not, that we are not part of this, to tell them that if they want, I could, I don't have any problem nominating people that have the requirements. That's why, I reach other people too, and some of them decline. That's why. Because Lillian said, that's why I put
okay.
her there.
Do you have a motion to present or I appreciate that we missed her. So we'll give her a chance. She can send an email out to everyone. Let everybody know. So, would you like to, give a short statement and, maybe take some questions?
How my forte is not talking. but they can send a written statement. Yeah. I mean, this foundation since 2012, I believe, 2010, I want transparency. I want we following the law, the bylaws, and I want to be sure that we understand that the directors represent this LSP in the PMB, that is the one that decide. But we have behind this LSP, and, you know, you hear a bunch of talking. People talk very nice. But I ask all of you, instead of listening to the people talking, take the time to go to meetings and listen how they practice what they talk about. You know, democracy, in my view, is allowing everybody to have their opinion. We cannot decide who we want and who we decide that have the right to speak. I think that is our obligation. It's our obligation to listen to different voices, even if they are, if it's uncomfortable, even if they don't like what they said. Most people preach and talk about being pacific and see how they act. Most of them are acting like dictatorships. I hope that all of you pay attention to meetings, not to what people say. You know, I understand that, you know, people are accusing me of different things. Please pay attention to actions. I think that is the important thing, is our action. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Adriana. The next person I have on the list then would be Marianne.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Most of you, many of you don't know me, but I too have been around Pacifica for many years, like around 2000, I think. And anyway, I did send out a statement, and I hope that maybe all of you got it, because I'm not getting a lot of the emails. But I don't know. I'll have to check my email and see what's going on with that. But I hope you got my email that I sent out where I explained myself of what I believe. And basically, I've always felt the same way about Pacifica, that the original intent of Pacifica when it was first established was for peace. And regardless of our differences of opinion on various things, we should work towards trying to dialogue, and that's basically what they were doing. You know, the fascinating story about how Pacifica first was started, and many of you probably know when it was first started way back in the late 40s during the war and the Second World War, that conscientious objectors set it up and to try to, you know, bring about a whole new way of doing radio, which was groundbreaking. And, you know, because of not just the mission statement, but because of, you know, the uniqueness of this radio station network, it's important for us to try to keep it alive and work together peacefully, you know, as was the original intent. But anyway, you know, I'm familiar with the bylaws. I've been on the PMB. This will be my last year because I will term out. So I'm hoping that that you give me your vote, and I'll do my best to represent our station. And feel free to contact me at any time. I did send out my email and my telephone number. If you have any questions for me, or, you know, just want to chat, whatever, feel free to give me a call. I'm always close to my phone. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks, Marianne. Appreciate that. Mac, are you
still on the line? Sure. I'm sorry if y'all haven't been able to tell. I've had some connectivity issues here lately. I'm off in the on the horizon that you see there on your screen. So I didn't send out any prepared statement. Let me just say that, I've been around KPFT since the 70s, although I've only became involved with the LSB, more recently. When I became involved with the LSB, I quickly learned a couple things. One, particularly with the efforts of the interim general manager, KPFT, with the smallest budget and the smallest listenership, yet manages to be, I think, the only self-supporting member of the Pacifica network. And we're the only ones paying our bills. We are the only ones that are, and that includes the Pacifica Archives. KPFT is much as I love it, is the tail wagging the dog. Pacifica would benefit if it was run as efficiently and as cooperatively as does KPFT. I'd like to see if maybe I could help affect that. So that is the reason, that is the only reason that I accepted the nomination to run for the PNB. If anybody had any questions, my email address, all that stuff, it's all there on KPFTX. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mac. We have Michael Woodson.
Hi. I'm Michael Woodson. Oh. It's great to be on the board with you all. And it's a real honor to work this project with you. I first went to KPFT building back in 78, I guess, and then I got more involved with it in 2002 with what's called the Take Back, and I was doing some activism and some board work with diverse communities, and that led me to Living Art. And so it's kind of all of a piece right there with the activism and the education and diversity and, you know, my love of radio and education. So, yeah, that was 2002. I helped Voices Breaking Boundaries, who were basically an organization that was offered a show, and so they needed somebody to organize that show, and I stepped in to do that, and I did that until now, right? I'm still doing it. And then I was asked to help with the morning show, so I'm doing the conversations Monday through Fridays at 8. And I know about everybody, I think, who has been around doing programming for a while. It's a real honor to know them and to communicate with them. And I think I am accessible and I have a good ear to listen to their concerns as a fellow staff person. I've been on many boards, nonprofit boards. I think I have a pretty good idea of what nonprofit boards are about and what our tasks are. What else do I have to say? The issues facing Pacifica, you know, are largely relational, and those will persist and continue as people communicate their differences. That's our mission, is to listen to and find the root causes and understand and find the root causes and then work towards solutions regarding the conflicts in our community. So that's the mission. But you can't do it without being solvent. So I'm very concerned about our financial condition. And I think what I've heard that the PNB and the LSB, especially KPFT, has been doing is terrific. KPFT has a lot of good news with regards to its finances. And of course, we are going to work to make that even stronger. Yeah, and I was on the LSB in Houston from 2002 to 2008, so I have two full terms there, and I was on the PNB board in 2006, so I have a pretty good sense of how the board operates, and I was around for the formation of the bylaws. You know, I was there when there was only a local station board. What would we call it? I forget. But anyway, before the LSBs existed, and I saw that transition. So I know the bylaws pretty well, and I got familiar with Robert's rules pretty well, and I kind of understand the policies and the procedures of the way we operate. So with that, I would just invite everybody to contact me. Anytime by phone or email, and I'd be glad to dialogue.
Okay, great. Thank you. And Susan? Statement?
Great. Hi, I'm Susan Young, and candidate for one of the three listener positions. There are four of us running for that. And I have served on KPFT board when it was first formed. I got involved because I was working to prevent us from going to war with Iraq. I was friends with Sissy Farenthold and a bunch of people who fought against that. And I joined the first board because I thought that people like Amy Goodman were the only people, and John Stewart, frankly, who were telling truth to power and letting us know that this would be a disaster. I was involved for the first 6 years. I served as board chair for a while, and I served on the national board. More recently, I got involved when I left the board of the ACLU of Texas. I wanted to be able to get involved here with communications. I thought it was more effective than what we were doing. I have served on the national board 2 years. This last year, or the current year, I am the board chair. Last year, I was off the national board for a year. I served as local station board chair. I am retired. I have extensive experience in a variety of capacities. I have worked in government. I have worked in private sector finance. I have worked in nonprofit governance in a whole variety of capacities as executive director and as a board member and as a board chair. So I have extensive experience that I am bringing to this. It is critical that KPFT send a group of people who can work as a team. And you vote for the listener members in ranking, and you vote for one or the other for the staff members, because there are only two of them. And a critical element is, do people understand how to work collaboratively in order to achieve agreement and change? This last year, while I've chaired the national board, we have managed to reach important agreements, such as getting the budgeting done for every station on time. We have the executive director, who has many fine capabilities, negotiated a deal that we backed to enter into an agreement with the Library of Congress to digitize 80,000 tapes in our archives that have been in jeopardy of disintegrating. That's the kind of legacy that we have, and we need real solutions
to protect it, and that is what we are doing. In the last year, we cut our debt in half. We have made significant management changes across the system, and we are turning around the stations that have been violating FCC rules and have been failing to meet their own payrolls. We are turning the management around at those. This is a critical juncture. Let me say that the bylaws are very important and must be observed, but they have areas where they are not clear, or they conflict, or they do not adequately meet federal and state legal requirements. So it is an important matter to weave together what the law is with what the bylaws say and with what we're trying to accomplish. The product of KPFT and Pacifica is not debates about bylaws and Robert's rules. The product is radio. If we do not have good radio, we have no reason to exist. And if we don't have audiences, we will not exist. We need to know how to reach out to audiences that are changing and in an environment that is changing. When Pacifica got started, radio was, you know, relatively new. We were the first community radio. Now we're in a realm in which people get information through their ears and through their teeth. So we have got to understand what our product is and what our methods are in this new environment. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. So our next, unless somebody has a question about things that you've just heard, and you're welcome to put them in the chat or raise your hand or send them out to the whole LSB by email. I think that would be also helpful. That way we can chew on them a little bit if you have substantive questions. Our next item, however, is a motion to set the procedure to elect directors. And that's part of an appendix to the agenda under Assembly of Delegates Appendix. We can read this. So I'm getting a nod. So that sounds like it's probably a good idea. That is resolved that elections for KPFT station representative directors for the 2025 term shall be conducted via electronic mail, with Terry L. Goodman serving as chair of tellers and Sarah Roos serving as teller. Further resolved that all currently serving KPFT delegates are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions and ballots via email by one of the tellers on or before Friday, January 10th, 2025, and that the polls shall close on Friday, January 17th. So please note that you have a shorter time to vote on this, 2025 at 12 o'clock midnight Pacific Standard Time. The chair of tellers is authorized to announce to all voters via email approximately 24 hours prior to the close of polls the number of ballots received and the identity of voters from whom a ballot has not yet been received. The chair of tellers will distribute preliminary tally results to all voters soon after the tellers agree on those results, and those elected can take office as soon as they are announced. If for some reason Terry Goodman or Sarah Roos are unwilling or unable to conduct these elections, the chair is authorized to designate it other neutral persons to do so. If quorum is not met by the close of polls, the chair of tellers is authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline not to exceed 4 days beyond the initial close of polls. Election ties are to be resolved and the results declared and or ratified at the next noticed meeting of KPFT delegates. To facilitate these elections after the adoption of this motion, the secretary or secretary pro tem shall send to both tellers the roster of current KPFT delegates with email addresses and phone numbers, the names of the nominated candidates, and the offices to which they have been nominated, staff director or listener sponsor director, and the exact text of this motion as finally adopted. That's the text of the motion. I would note on there, that we need to confirm that Lillian, wants to be one of the people, sent in. And if she confirms that is the case, then we will have four, candidates for her. Sorry?
It's not my word enough. Is an email there showing that she received it too?
She needs to accept the nomination.
No, it's not part of that. It's not in the bylaw. It's the nomination, sir.
But she may just not want it. Jesus.
And she will tell me otherwise because.
Well, she'll tell Rob, yes. Because Rob will be, sending the list in and he needs to confirm the names to go on the list.
Is this an item that, we need to ignore, procedure on, Adriana, whereas everything else we should follow procedure?
No, sir. I mean, it's not any procedure. The only procedure is the nominations need to be before the midnight, December 31st. The nomination is not anywhere that said that people need to be present to say, yes, I accept. No, that is not part of the procedure.
Yes, but and what we also received, don't want is somebody.
And she received. And she
somebody
received.
In an election that. Doesn't actually want to be there.
Obviously, I mean, what are all of you saying that I'm lying, right? Because I talked to her, she told me yes, and she had a copy of that nomination.
Okay.
No one is accusing you of lying.
Oh, yes.
No, we are not accusing you of lying.
Orders of the day. Everyone needs to be recognized by the chair.
Sorry.
Thank you. Lyndon, you have got your hand up.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Adriana, would you just let them confirm it?
I don't have any problem with that.
Okay. There's no harm in that. Right. So good. Just let it go, please.
Yes.
In that case, then the motion as read seems reasonable. Can I get someone to so move?
So move.
I have a difference here. Is something wrong in this motion?
Do you have an amendment to the motion?
I think that will be easy to solve because it said as soon after the tellers agree on this on those results and those elected can take office as soon as they are announced, they will be seated in January 30th in the PNB meeting. I mean, they will be seated there by the PNB January 30, 2025. It's not as soon as they are announced. No.
Susan, we will have the same.
Yes.
May I address Adriana's issue? Adriana, that is language that has been used previously with Terry, and the purpose of it is that basically the people can begin to serve at the convening meeting January 30. They don't have to wait until the February LSB meeting being ratified. Okay. This permits them to start serving as soon as the convening meeting is held.
Yeah, but my only concern is that, remember, you have a PNB meeting, I believe that is the 19th or something like that. What that means? That is what I worry.
Adriana, I think Adriana's concern, I believe, is absolutely correct. We need to not have a confusion about when the 2025 PNB director positions start. So, exactly. How about adding a word in, no sooner than the convening meeting, but no sooner than the convening meeting of the PNB, how does that sound?
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay. So I'm going to put the motion to amend in the chat. I will take a picture of it and give it to Robin and Teresa.
And if I could interject, Adriana, I texted you. If you could get me Lillian's phone number, I'll give her a quick call tomorrow.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
So can we approve this motion as amended?
Second.
Okay. Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, we will pass the amendment as amended. Thank you kindly. That concludes the business of the Assembly of Delegates. I would move to adjourn the Assembly of Delegates. Can I hear a second? Debbie raised her hand.
Second.
Okay, Rob also. Thank you kindly. So this Assembly of Delegates is adjourned. We need to reconvene our LSV meeting for unfinished business. I'm not sure in terms of formality what we need to do on that.
I move that we reconvene
at 9:06 at 9:06 p.m. If you would. So. Agreed. Unless there's objection, we will do so. The next item of business then is item 11, the unfinished business. I think we did have one item of unfinished business that Alan was going to speak about. Teresa, would you like to conclude? It's actually part of the PNB reporting, but please go ahead.
This is okay. Can you hear me? I would like to say that we have I was chair of the personnel committee on the national level. We have completed our evaluation of the executive director. And we have had further meetings. I guess the HR professional, Darlene Pagano, has had a personal meeting with her in regard to any loose ends tied to her her evaluation. And I wanted people to understand that Darlene Pagano, in case you have not received it, has sent out a position paper, you might say, in regard to an item that will come before the PNB. This was mentioned in public comment, and you can look for that. And if you have not received it and you want to receive it, give me a call, and I will personally make sure that you get another copy of that. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Are there other items of unfinished business? So Adriana, you still have your hand up. Do you?
I have a question for Teresa. Teresa, can you send that to the entire LSB?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Adriana. Teresa, you still have your hand up. Do you have something? No?
I'm sorry. No, it's legacy hands.
All right. Let's see, Debbie, you are muted right now. Debbie, you're muted.
Yeah, there's an 832 with a panda.
Okay. Do we have an updated list of emails and contacts for all the new people that are on the LSB for this year? We do?
There is. Yeah, okay. There is. And I think I just pulled a list from, if you go to meetings and the list of people for meetings and go to the LSB, that list has been updated.
Okay. Perfect.
To the best of my knowledge, it's correct. Susan, do you have your hand up?
Yeah. Let me just comment on a couple of things about that. One, there is sort of a combined list that is in the works with Rob and several of us that will include people's contact information, and it will include the term, the record of terms. Yes. It's very important to know when people have come on the board, how long they've served, and so forth. There are instances in which you are termed out, and that actually has come into play on for the PMB director's races. So that will be coming to people. Also, I have been confirming the non-disclosure agreement current form with the council to Pacifica, and I will be sending that out.
Excellent. Thank you. Rhonda Garner?
Yes, I had my hand up with regards to asking. Hold on one second. Give me a second. Okay, I'm sorry. So I was wanting to confirm that we would be getting, Susan basically just answered my question, which is about the confidentiality agreement and all that. So just so I'm good. Thank you.
Certainly. They haven't been sent out yet, but they're coming. Great. Thank you. Is there any other unfinished business? No? All right. Thank you. Is there any new business? Item 12. I think we've had a fair amount of business today, so I appreciate everybody's patience. Not hearing any new business. We will go to item 13, which is to confirm the next LSB meeting. If we stick to our same time, that would be 7 p.m. on February 12th, 2025. Is there any objection to that being the meeting date? If not, can I get a move to... All right. Thank you. So moved and seconded.
Yeah, I so moved.
And if there's no objection, then, hearing no objection, we'll, set that meeting. And that being the last item other than adjourning, we will adjourn this meeting at, 9:13 PM. Thank you all for your patience and
good job, Ron.
Everything else.
Thank you.
Good job. Thank you. Happy New Year to everybody. We're going to make a great year.
Great.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for your patience.